The large number of Americans who live without health insurance is at the center of the healthcare debate in Washington. As the unemployment numbers across the country rise, so do the numbers of the uninsured. Next, Christopher Conover looks at the situation at one Tucson clinic, where the demand for services is at an all-time high.
The unemployment rate for Pima County is 8%. Statewide, 9.1% of Arizona residents are without jobs. When you lose a job, often you lose your health insurance. But chances are you can't turn to the state for medical help, according to Iris Vasquez, the patient services director at St. Elizabeth of Hungary Clinic.
People think, well, I lose my job, I can go and get into state Medicaid. Well, a lot of those people don't qualify because the income that gives you unemployment is above the 100% level, so they don't qualify for Medicaid. So they're stuck in the middle.
That's right. Most people who get unemployment checks in Arizona make too much money to qualify for Medicaid access, as it's known here in the state. So if they can't afford to pay for their own insurance, or so-called COBRA payments, and they need medical care, people have to turn to someplace like St. Elizabeth's, which provides low-cost health care. And the downturn in the economy means that St. Elizabeth's is busy and seeing a change in clientele, according to Vasquez.
Traditionally has been the Hispanic population. We used to be 92%, but we found that since October, our population has made a turnaround, and we're not about 70%, and the rest are either Caucasian or, you know, Black or other type of ethnic groups.
The patients at St. Elizabeth's aren't just the newly unemployed. They're also what are known as the working poor, or those who, for other reasons, can't get health insurance. Antonio Smith is a patient at St. Elizabeth's. He spoke with us through an interpreter.
No tiene el modo para hacerlo.
Normally, everywhere else, they ask for a lot of information. There's a lot of prerequisites that are needed, and we do not have the opportunity to give this information to them.
Antonio brings his entire family to St. Elizabeth's for all of their medical needs.
They come to be checked and also when they're sick.
But as Dr. James Dumbald, the medical director at St. Elizabeth's, explains, Antonio and his family are the exception, not the rule when it comes to patients at clinics like St. Elizabeth's.
We tend to see people late because they feel paralyzed by the fact that they don't have insurance and reading or knowing how expensive health care is. And so they tend to put things off. And when they do discover us, they're usually quite happy and grateful, which is why I'm here. I thrive on that gratitude factor. But we tend often to see people with advanced conditions, cancers, beyond the treatable stage, and that's really sad. And that's borne out beyond my experience on the Robert Wood Johnson website for covering the uninsured. People have worse problems, they die earlier.
Providing low-cost health care is an expensive proposition, and the bad economy has hit St. Elizabeth's with more than just an increase in patients. The clinic gets a large amount of funding from the state of Arizona, so when the legislature didn't pass a budget, St. Elizabeth's went without. And even now, with most of the budget signed, Iris Vasquez says the money the clinic relies on hasn't been released.
We have been without funding since July 1st. So all that state funding that would kind of supplement the visit for the patient has not come through. So right now we're just surviving on what the patients are able to pay. And for some, you know, patients, even $10 isn't enough. I mean, I've had seen providers pull money out of their pockets to give to a patient because they couldn't buy the medication.
The staff at St. Elizabeth's is registering 80 to 90 new families a day for services, and they're just hoping their money comes through and the economy turns around so people can get back to work and back into health insurance plans. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Christopher Conover.